Permission to Wrestle with Why by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is John 8:46 from the Voice Bible Version. If I speak the truth, why don't you believe me? My preteen will mull over the most mundane moments, but it's not to discredit my intelligence. She's just inquisitive. I'll say, yes, it is, and she'll say, no, it's not, to which I reply, trust me, it is. Why would I lie about that? Kids grow up and want to know more. They want to know why. We're the same way with our Heavenly Father. We're just not as bold as my kiddo is to ask out loud what weighs on our hearts. Because I said so is a parental go-to, but God's love and compassion for us negates a passive shutdown or pass-off to answer a taxing question. Raising kids can make us feel brilliant on some days and not so smart on other days. Mine glance questionably at me on occasion as if something in them is holding out for a bit more proof. God waits for us to ask why, so that He can answer. This simple children's worship song unravels our biggest parenting mistake. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Our children eventually begin to grow beyond assuming their parents know the answer to everything. If we're doing it right, they start to receive apologies for lost tempers and mistaken assumptions, so they know we're not perfect either. So who can they turn to for the unquestionable assurance? We can lead them to God's feet. I have to laugh because on days when options run out and because I told you so isn't working, I can't wait to read my girls' daily devotionals with them. God invites us to seek Him in His Word daily, not so that He can whip out an I told you so or because I said so, but to come alongside us as only He can, in encouragement and love, to equip us to face a world that He knows is difficult to navigate. Let's look at our Bible verse again. If I speak the truth, why don't you believe me? John 8:46. In this passage, people were questioning what Jesus was teaching, probing for proof and searching for statements to justify their faith in what He was saying. But it simply didn't work that way then, and it doesn't work that way now. We're allowed to wrestle with God in what we don't understand. He encourages us to seek Him in His Word, and by that, allow Him to speak life into our lives. Jeremiah 29:13 assures us, "You will see me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." If we're seeking not to believe, we won't believe. Just as my daughter can choose to believe it's 12:15 a.m., even though I've explained and proved to her it's 12:15 p.m., an authentic and genuine questioning of the complicated matters in this life is welcomed by our loving God, who seeks a personal relationship with us. He already knows what's happening in our lives, but He wants us to talk to Him about it, just as a friend wants us to confide in them directly, instead of learning by hearsay that we've been suffering. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the Word of God is alive and active." Through Jesus' death on the cross, the power of the Holy Spirit reveals divine inspiration in the Word and helps us apply it directly to our everyday circumstances. It's the Spirit that moves in and out of the Word. 1 John 14:7 reminds us that all three persons of the Trinity are linked by truth. But we're blind to it without a Savior. Jesus removes all the filters. It's through His sacrifice and our acceptance and pursuit of Him as our Savior that our faith is strengthened. He knows us, and the more we get to know Him, the more we know the Father. It's important to be wary of what and who we believe. Even those with good intentions and even our mistaken and distorted thoughts can cause confusion and lead us astray. Our Father encourages us to ask Him. It's crucial to keep in touch with the truth, by reading the truth daily. We can trust Him because He says so. Let's pray this prayer together. Father, praise You for truth and for love. Thank You for leaving Your word and revealing it to us as we grow with Christ. Forgive us for misinterpreting and humanly misleading others, and help us to detect dishonesty and move away from it swiftly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.